Hi there, and welcome to Plant CEO. In today's episode, I'd like to welcome Rick Roberts, the General Manager of Cracked. Hey, Rick, how are you doing?
Really well, thank you. And you?
Yeah, I'm good. Great to have you on the show. You're currently in your office in Shepherd's Bush, which isn't too far from me, actually.
Yeah, obviously, COVID restrictions dependent. There's not as many people in the office as there normally are, but yeah, we are in Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah. So let's start with you telling me a little bit more, as in what Cracked actually is.
Yeah, I'd love to. So Cracked is the UK's first and most versatile liquid plant-based egg replacement. It's made primarily from pea protein, and we launched into the UK market just over a year ago on the 18th of November last year.
Okay. And so you've had really good traction already. I've used it already myself in some Yorkshire pudding and it worked really well. And I picked some more up yesterday from my local M&S. So yeah, congratulations on the launch of the product. To get it into all those retailers already is fantastic.
Thanks very much. We were really fortunate. We had Scott and the team at The Vegan Kind took us on board in November of last year. And then we went straight into Marks and Spencer's. In January, we were in Whole Foods. In February, we were in Selfridges. And in May, we were in Morrison's. So, yeah, the build has been fantastic, and really grateful for the support of all the retailers for that.
Yeah, awesome. And are you looking to do a big push also for Veganuary in 2022?
Yes, yeah, we are. We're looking to work with Zoe at Veganuary, specifically for Veganuary 2022. I'm doing a brand new TV advert, which we'll talk about, I guess, in a little bit of time as well. And we're also talking to a number of retailers to see if we can extend our footprint still further.
Yeah, that's awesome. So can you tell me how you actually came up with the concept to create Cracked, and how is it structured company-wise?
Yeah, of course. I mean, first things first, I feel like a little bit of a charlatan because I wasn't here when they created Cracked, so they brought me in at a much later date. So David and Johnny, the owners of a company called Bingham and Jones, who are professional development chefs, they came up with the concept about 4 years ago, and they were making a vegan bacon product. Why don't we try and make a vegan egg? How difficult can it be? And then about 4 years later, after about 1,000 iterations, they realized how difficult it was to actually do that. So David and Johnny came up with the idea. And as they got pretty close to a product that was working really well, they engaged with Sarah Dean at Noble Foods. And Sarah Dean and David and Johnny went into a joint venture, which is separate from both companies, which they then employed me to come and head up. So the company that I'm GM for is called Plant Heads. The first product within that company is called Cracked, and that's how the business is operating at the moment.
Yeah, okay. And apart from the egg products, or, you know, in the egg arena, would you look at other areas or other, you know, food types to disrupt within, I guess, Plant Heads as well?
Yeah, I mean, nothing's off the table. So I think David and Johnny are, you know, super experienced development chefs. They've done a lot of work for a load of brands, including brands like Heck. So they're always looking at new opportunities to disrupt the market, as you say. But we're very focused at the moment specifically on Cracked the No Egg Egg, and what products Cracked the No Egg Egg would have a right to play in and our consumers would expect us to be playing with.
Yeah. So exactly what sort of market are you going after, and, you know, how much is it actually worth?
Okay, so the UK egg market in grocery is worth about £1 billion at the moment, give or take. And we estimate that the egg replacement category within grocery is probably worth £150,000. Now, that was the data that we got before we launched. We've done about £500,000 in the first year. So we've already massively blown that category out of the market already. But if we sit there and say eggs are worth £1 billion in grocery, and there are 2% of the UK population is vegan, which I think is pretty old data. I think that's 2019, 2020 data. And I would expect that to be significantly more by now. then, you know, even if you just got your fair share, you'd be sitting there going, well, the category for a plant-based egg replacement would be in the region of £20 million. So loads of headroom to go after, but it's a super new category. So even where do you put it in stores is a challenge to talk to the retailers about where would the consumer and where would the retailer expect to put the product.
Yeah, so I guess the category that you were talking about before would be those companies that have the powdered solution as an egg replacement product versus this being like, I think, the first liquid egg product, right? Yeah. And those other brands would be stuff like Oregon or Easy Egg or Follow Your Heart. Where would you also put Oggs in the category as well?
Okay, so I think you've got, I think there's two separate things there. So you've got the powdered egg replacements, like the brands you just mentioned, which obviously sit in the ambient aisle, and you need to obviously rehydrate those products and so forth, but you can make cakes with them and all that kind of stuff. With Oggs, the Aquafaba is also an ambient product. I think it does a tremendous job for helping cakes to rise, but I think it's not a whole egg replacement. So if you think about what Cracked can do, so those two categories are ambient. Cracked is a chilled product. It's a whole egg replacement product. So you can make scrambled egg with it. You can make pancakes with it. You can make cakes with it. You can make omelets with it. So they're two very separate categories, I think.
Got it. From your experience, especially at the grocery retailers, where have you seen it working best in terms of which part of the chilled section does it work well in for you guys?
Yeah, we commissioned some research with Louisiana at Vegan Society. And the feedback we got back was pretty, well, was inconclusive. So a third of consumers said, we expect to see it in dairy aisles. A third of consumers said, we expect to see it in chilled bakery. And then a third of consumers said, well, it could be here, or it could be here, or it could be here, or it could be here. So in Marks and Spencer's, we're in dairy aisles. In Morrison's, we're in chilled bakery. And I think this is the main challenge about starting a brand new category, which is even the consumer doesn't really know where they expect to find it. So at the moment, we're really testing and learning which place it fits better in. And then obviously, as we get more experience and more data, we'll have a better idea of exactly where it should go.
Yeah. Good thing is that it definitely stands out, right, from a packaging point of view, with the font that you chose, the logo and the colour. So yeah. It definitely stands out on the shelf.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, we'd agree. I think the company we used, MK21, did an amazing job with the packaging. We're super pleased with it. And as you say, it's kind of as you're walking along, it really stands out in both those categories that I'm talking about, in chilled bakery and in dairy aisles. There's actually nothing else that looks like it. So we do have great standout.
Yeah. I recently had Josh Tetrick on the show from Just Egg. And, you know, it'd be great to hear your thoughts on his company, but also like his stats that he gave was that there's 2 trillion eggs being consumed globally. And he also sees them making a small dent isn't, you know, we basically need more companies in this space, right, to go after that opportunity. So what do you think about what Josh is doing at Just Eggs and the global opportunity for your product?
Yeah. So look, I've not met Josh, but I've seen him. I saw him obviously on your interview, and I've seen him at some shows talking as well. And other than the fact I'm hugely jealous of his Hawaiian lifestyle, he comes across as a super, super passionate guy about what it is that him and his team are trying to achieve. And, you know, from my perspective, he's like a trailblazer. He's certainly a trailblazer in plant-based eggs. And now he's looking to replicate that in cultured meat. I think he called it cultured meat.
That's right.
And look, you know, I welcome the help that he mentioned in his interview with you that he was planning on launching in Europe soon. I welcome his help. He's a super well-funded company. They've obviously got lots of marketing dollars. They've got a really good product. So it takes more than one product, Cracked, to start a category and launch a category. So, you know, you only have to ask Pepsi and Coke for that, right? So they're both pretty big, successful companies. And I don't think that the launch of Just would be at the detriment of Cracked, or the launch of Cracked is at the detriment of Just. I think there is enough space for everyone. If Josh is talking 2 trillion eggs, that's quite a lot of volume for us both to be going after. So I welcome it and look forward to those guys concentrating on doing what they do really well, and we'll concentrate on doing what we really do well.
Yeah. And if we think about the ingredients now, your main ingredient is pea protein, whereas theirs is, for example, mung beans. What are the other ingredients that you're having in your products and some of the health advantages compared to a traditional egg?
Our product is largely made up of pea protein, as you said. It also contains galangans and methylcellulose and beta carotene. But what we've tried to do is make a low cholesterol, low fat product, which we have vitamin enhanced. So at the moment, we're vitamin enhanced with vitamin B12. And very soon, we'll be launching a product which is enhanced with vitamin B12 and with vitamin D. And obviously, at the moment, everyone knows what focus there is on getting more vitamin D into everyone's diet. So hopefully, that will be an advantage for everyone as well.
Yeah. Also, if we bring back into the loop the, you know, the powder substitute that we spoke about before. I know I've tried your product in Yorkshire pudding and it worked really well. But where do you see your products working well compared to like the powdered? I'm not sure if you've tried Just Eggs yet as well. And where do you see the differences there?
Yeah. So look, the feedback we got from the consumers about powdered products is that they are quite technical, some of them. So you either need to use chilled water, or you need to use the ice water, or you need to put the water in the mix in the fridge, etc. The thing about Cracked is you open the bottle, you pour it, and it's ready to use. So it's like a liquid egg. It is immediately consumable, to cook with, and therefore super, super, super easy to use. It's also really versatile. So you mentioned Yorkshire puddings, and it was funny because when David and Johnny did the research to start with, one of the things that the vegan population was saying to us was, we just want something to be able to make a decent Yorkshire pudding. And so that was one of the things we've got that on the front of our pack, because, you know, if I launch this product in America and say it's great at Yorkshire puddings, they're going to sit there and go, what? But in the UK, it's, you know, that's a big thing. And if you go on our Instagram feed, @cracked_it, and look on the tag sections, you will see people with loads and loads and loads of Yorkshire puddings. And I remember when we launched back last year, there was a Facebook spat between an experienced vegan and a new vegan around Yorkshire puddings, where the inexperienced, the new vegan had sat there and said, oh, I found this crack product and I've made amazing Yorkshire eggs. And she was, as Yorkshire pudding, sorry. And she was basically called out saying, no, you had used an egg in that product. It's like, no, I really didn't. We're all sitting here back at the office going, this is great, look at this. that is an advantage to the product. You can bake amazingly well with it. And that is actually what we developed the first product, version one, for baking.
Yeah. And, you know, Yorkshire puddings is quite an art, isn't it? You need to get the all temperature right, but the batter's the most important, right? To get that right, to make it rise and not too much.
Exactly. So, yes. Yeah, so, we're quite adept to telling people now, you know, use fresh baking soda, make sure you've got the oil hot in the tins, and then about halfway through, press down the middle with a little spoon. But I mean, that's, if you can get great Yorkshire puddings out of it, those things are little things to get overcome, right?
Yeah, for sure. So tell me about the audience that you're going after. There's a big appeal to vegans. Obviously, there might be some vegans that are very experienced at baking, I guess, and they might be using things like, you know, apple cider vinegar, etc., to help it rise, or aquafaba even. So it's great for people who want something quick, you know, or if you don't have time to get all those other products, you don't have it, or even to new vegans. But are you catering also and pushing your marketing towards people who are looking to reduce their consumption, or you know, people who are meat eaters who also want to decrease dairy? What sort of audience are you catering for or marketing towards?
Yeah, I think that this is evolving for us. So when we launched, we were very much targeted at experienced vegans. And it almost exactly what you just said there, what we discovered was that actually a lot of them are using chia seeds or flax seeds or aquafaba or banana puree, all these things. And actually, they're having amazing results with those products, and they're used to using them. And so, you know, they're sitting there going, oh, this cracked idea is quite nice, but maybe actually I'm really happy doing what I'm doing. What has become more evident is as people are moving from flexitarian to vegetarian to veganism, is they are, a lot of them are sitting there going, oh, I wish I could have, I don't know, let's take toad in the hole, because that's the first thing that blew my brain. And we saw that on our Instagram feed. So these people that are less experienced and are looking for something which is more, replicates an egg more and easier, they're the people that we are finding a loving product. So as I said, so we saw people making toad in the hole with vegan sausages. We hadn't even considered that might be something that people would make. And then you also mentioned about reducetarians or flexitarians or whatever you want to call them. What we think is we have to create a product which is so good that somebody can sit there and go, I'm going to make this. I can either use eggs or I could use Pratt. Do you know what? Today is my reduced animal protein day. I'll use Pratt. And they can use it and not even notice the difference. So when I joined, the reason that I joined was I went through an interview process, et cetera, as one does. And then I said, look, can I try the product? And they said yes, so they sent me the product, and I made brownies, I made pancakes, and I made scrambled eggs, and I gave them to my 10-year-old and 7-year-old, and they couldn't tell the difference. And I went, okay, I'm in.
Say the scrambled egg version. I know you have lowered, you know, like kind of like the black salt, for example, to give it that sort of eggy taste, it, mainly because you don't want it overpowered with the salt in the baking, but your kids didn't know the difference even from the taste of the more of the eggy flavor, I guess.
Yeah, so I put black salt on it. So look, they could tell that it was different than a scrambled egg, but they didn't know what was different about it because it looked the same. The mouthfeel was the same with that little bit of black salt on it and a bit of ketchup.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, ketchup does a good job with it. So yeah, definitely adds to it. So, I mean, that's really great that they didn't ask too many questions, right? And it's like they're happy to eat it.
Yeah, well, look, on the brownies and pancakes, I never even told them.
Yeah.
So if you look at our feed all the way back at Pancake Day, the pancakes that some people were making were just amazing with the product.
Yeah. You have to send me a good recipe for the pancake because that's what I'm going to try next.
Okay, I'll do that.
Perhaps this weekend.
Yeah, there's a good one on our website, on our recipe section on our website. But if you go onto Instagram and Google Foodie Fit Mummy, then she did an amazing recipe for it.
Awesome.
So yeah, lots of good places to find stuff.
Yeah. My girls definitely like the fluffy ones that I make. American style ones. So what are your, I know we spoke a little bit just there about the audience, but you've also done some great work on creating some TV ads. and getting the message out, you know, maybe on cookery shows, but it'd be great to talk about the work that you've done, especially on some of the CTV ads or the apps that are running and how you've done the targeting on that as well.
Okay. Yeah, so we last year we did three TV ads, three different TV ads. We used Ruth Hanson, who was on Great British Kitchen, and we used Jenna, who's an Instagrammer under Dirty Magazine, and we used Nish from a restaurant in South London called En Route. It's a really cool vegan restaurant in Southeast London. So we did three different executions, one of a brownie, one of a cake, one of pasta. And we kind of A-B tested those on, we did the first burst on ITV, and then the second burst we did on Sky Ad Smart. And in actual fact, there's something just come out today from Sky, I believe, saying that we had set a new record for the increase in brand awareness on their platform, where we grew it by 17.4%. And look, really we're good. We're trying to kind of attract different people with that. So, you know, Jenna has a really great Instagram page where she's super passionate about veganizing recipes, et cetera, et cetera. Ruth is a professional chef and can show you how to make pasta with cracked and no egg really easily. And then Nish and the boys down at En Route were kind of just like two really nice, really credible, really engaging guys that we thought, you know, they loved the brand and we thought that they worked really well for it.
Yeah. Did you get any feedback in terms of those three ads and which one performed the best?
Yeah. So in actual fact, the one with Ruth on the pasta performed the best. That video's had more than 1 million views on YouTube now, which is pretty big for a brand that has only started a year ago. So Ruth's one, I don't know whether it was Ruth or whether it was because you can make pasta, egg pasta with it. Obviously, egg pasta versus a kind of dry pasta is more creamy. It's no egg pasta, obviously. But it's more creamy. The texture's smoother. So I'm not quite sure what the reason behind it was, but that was the result that we saw.
Yeah, awesome. And so what have you got planned for your next TV ad that you launch? Is it January that you mentioned there?
Yeah. So, just to finish off on the rest of the advertising we did this year, we also did the size of buses. We did a massive outdoor campaign with some huge billboards, including the Hadid billboard on the A40, which looks amazing. And so we did all that kind of stuff as well. But with regards to what we're planning for January, it's literally just been finalized and touched up now. And we're really pleased with how that looks. So obviously I haven't got it to hand. I can't share it with you yet, but it will go back onto Sky. We'll try and beat the 17.4% that we just got and see whether or not we can beat those numbers. And, you know, provide an even more engaging kind of advert than the last one that we did.
And is there anybody else that you're targeting as well?
Yeah, there is. So we are also targeting people that are allergic to eggs. So we get those kind of emails that make you glad that you're actually doing what you're doing. It makes everything worthwhile. So we'll get emails saying, my son is intolerant of eggs. And I have been able to make him his first birthday cake, that kind of stuff. So we know that there's about 2% of the population that are intolerant to eggs. So if we can demonstrate to them and get and reach them and demonstrate that they can have cake, birthday cakes or waffles or pancakes, then that's a really important audience to go after, I think.
Yeah, the allergy-free market is very important. Like there's a company called Little Bandits who have created an allergy-free yogurt. And, you know, actually you mentioned something about waffles. Waffles is a great one, right? So because even when you go into some of the, you know, the treat dessert places, you know, when I go in there, like, can I have this waffle? And like, no, can't have that one's got egg in it. It's like, oh, walk away, sad face. but there are more restaurants coming out with, like, you know, they might have a special batter mix in the fridge to cater for vegans and people with allergies, right? So I think it's super important.
Yeah, and I guess that's one of the things about crepes. So, you know, we're allergen free, you're low in cholesterol, you're low in fat, you're vitamin enhanced. It's a lot of stuff there to put on the bottle to let consumers know. And, you know, we probably need to start selling a bigger bottle to get all that kind of stuff on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And where are you looking now, I guess, in terms of the replacement? Obviously, no egg product. What are you looking to do sort of range-wise? And what about your country expansion plans? You know, you've been focused on the UK market up till now. Yeah.
So with regards to other products, I'll keep it a little bit close to my chest, but I guess what we're doing at the moment is we are talking to a lot of consumers and asking them, okay, so we've got this brand, Crack the Low Egg Egg, where would you expect us to go with that brand? So would you expect us to do X, Y, or Z? Now, we've had some pretty good feedback from them, which gives us confidence that if we can develop the products that they're looking for, then we've got quite a big market there. And we've done a lot of development in it already. So we've done a lot of consumer testing with it of the actual product. And we're also talking with a bunch of people, retailers and manufacturers, about providing that product for us. So I would assume, you know, sometime next year, if we sat back down in the room and had another one of these chats, I'd be able to tell you some really exciting stuff about the products that we're bringing to market.
Great. Yeah, I'll be happy to hear more about it when that comes out.
Okay.
And which countries now? I would imagine eventually world domination in your sights. But at the moment, I think you know, you're really making sure that UK is working correct for you. But what's new for you market-wise after the UK?
Okay, so yeah, you're absolutely right. The first thing is to absolutely get the UK nailed, and our focus is very much there. But we have had a huge amount of interest globally for this product, as you would expect. We are going to be going into a retailer in Holland. Probably by the time this airs, we will be live in Jumbo, which is a retailer in Holland. We're having a number of discussions with a number of major retailers across Europe. There has been huge amounts of interest in the Middle East, all the way over in Australia, New Zealand, and likewise, obviously, as you would expect, a lot of interest from the States and Canada. So I think the thing is, we're going to be choiceful about where we're going to go and where we think we have a proposition which will resonate with the consumers that are in that marketplace.
Yeah, I think, you know, Holland's a great market to be in next. You know, I'm not sure what the stats are, but there's definitely a good appetite for vegan products there.
So look, for example, they do a national no meat week. I think that's in February or March time.
Okay.
They launched their first ever totally vegan supermarket in Amsterdam about 6 months ago. And I think the growth rates in veganism in Holland are significant. So yeah, I mean, it's a great market to go test whether or not Cracked can be stretched outside of the UK, which of course we believe it can be.
Yeah, and it's a great market for farming, isn't it? Obviously, they're so experienced about farming in the Netherlands and also distributing it to all around Europe as well. So they've got expertise in that area as well.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. And we're really pleased with the distribution partner we've got there. They are, as you say, they've got a big network of contacts across Europe. So undoubtedly that'll be useful for us.
Yeah. I didn't ask you, where's the product actually made? Is it made in the UK?
Yes, so the product's made in the UK. So it's made in one site, and then we transfer it to another site to be HPP. So we put it through the high pressure process, and that has to be another site. So made in two sites in the UK.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So thank you so much, Rick, for coming on the show and for the launch of the product. And I look forward to seeing what you come up with next year and it being in Netherlands now as well. And yeah, just to stay in touch with you over this process that you're going through. So it's awesome to get you on the show.
Well, thanks very much for inviting me on. And yeah, I'd love to come back and tell you more about what we're doing as and when we start doing it.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Rick. Speak to you soon.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.